Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thomas Paine Common Sense is a short political pamphlet first published in January 1776, months before the Declaration of Independence. This Dover Thrift edition presents one of the most influential works of revolutionary political writing in a compact form. The pamphlet belongs to political philosophy, revolutionary rhetoric, and American founding literature, but its original purpose was immediate rather than academic. Paine wrote for ordinary colonists who were uncertain whether their dispute with Britain required reform, reconciliation, or complete separation. He argues that monarchy is irrational, hereditary rule is unjust, and the American colonies have both the right and the practical need to govern themselves. Its importance lies not only in its ideas, but also in its style. Paine uses plain language, vivid comparisons, and direct moral reasoning to turn political independence into an urgent public question. The result is a document that helped shift colonial opinion from protest toward nationhood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Paine attacks monarchy as irrational government rather than legitimate authority. A central argument of common sense is that monarchy has no natural, moral, or practical claim to rule. Paine separates society from government to show that people create institutions for protection and order, not for submission to inherited power. From that starting point, kingship appears as an artificial arrangement that elevates one family above the public without proving superior wisdom or virtue. His criticism is not limited to a particular British monarch. He argues against monarchy as a system because it concentrates power, encourages dependency, and disguises human inequality as political necessity. Hereditary succession receives especially sharp criticism because it allows authority to pass by birth rather than consent or competence. Paine reasons that even if one ruler were capable, there is no guarantee that descendants would be fit to govern. This logic makes monarchy seem not merely unfair, but structurally unsafe. The pamphlet, therefore, reframes loyalty to the crown as an inherited prejudice rather than a rational political duty. By doing so, Paine gives readers permission to question institutions that had long been treated as permanent. Secondly, the pamphlet turns independence from Britain into a practical necessity. Common sense argues that reconciliation with Britain is no longer realistic or desirable. Paine addresses colonists who still hoped the empire could be repaired after taxation disputes, military violence, and political conflict. His response is that the relationship itself is the problem. Britain is distant, self-interested, and structurally inclined to use the colonies for imperial advantage. Paine uses the famous contrast between an island and a continent to make imperial rule appear geographically and politically absurd. The point is not only rhetorical. A small overseas power cannot understand or prioritize the needs of a large developing society across the Atlantic. Paine also argues that continued attachment to Britain would entangle America in European wars and commercial restrictions. Independence, by contrast, would allow the colonies to trade more freely and form political alliances based on their own interests. This argument combines moral indignation with practical calculation. Paine does not present separation as a romantic gesture. He presents it as the only coherent response to a relationship that has become harmful, unstable, and incapable of producing equal political rights. Thirdly, plain language makes political theory usable for ordinary colonists. One reason common sense became influential is that Paine wrote political argument in a style accessible to a broad colonial audience. Much 18th-century political writing relied on classical references, legal complexity, or elite assumptions. Paine instead uses direct statements, familiar analogies, and moral contrasts that readers could follow without specialized education. This stylistic choice is part of the pamphlet argument. If ordinary people can understand political legitimacy, then government should answer to ordinary people rather than to hereditary rulers or distant institutions. Paine makes abstract questions concrete by asking readers to judge government according to visible consequences: protection, justice, representation, and public welfare. His rhetoric often moves from simple premises to sharp conclusions, creating the impression that independence follows from reason itself. The title captures this method. Common sense is not presented as shallow opinion, but as practical judgment freed from habit and intimidation. By lowering the barrier to political participation, Paine helped transform independence from a debate among leaders into a public cause. The pamphlet demonstrates how style can become a political instrument. Fourthly, self-government requires institutions based on representation and consent. Although common sense is best known for attacking monarchy and demanding independence, it also gestures toward the creation of new political institutions. Paine does not argue for disorder or mere resistance. He believes government is necessary because human beings need a structure for security and collective decision-making. The issue is whether that structure rests on consent or imposed authority. His preferred direction is republican government, with representatives chosen by the people and accountable to them. This matters because independence would not be meaningful if the colonies simply replaced British authority with another form of arbitrary power. Paine links freedom to institutional design. Public authority must arise from the population it governs, and political arrangements should be open to revision by that population. His view also implies a broader equality among citizens, at least in political standing, because no person or family possesses an inherent right to rule. The pamphlet, therefore, moves from rejection to construction. It encourages colonists to imagine independence not only as escape from Britain, but as the founding of governments grounded in representation, civic responsibility, and popular legitimacy. Lastly, its historical force came from timing, circulation, and moral urgency. The influence of common sense cannot be explained only by the originality of its ideas. Many colonial grievances were already known, and republican arguments had earlier intellectual sources. Paine's impact came from bringing these elements together at a decisive moment and giving them unusually clear public form. Published in early 1776, the pamphlet appeared when many colonists were angry with Britain, but still uncertain about full independence. Paine removed ambiguity by arguing that delay and reconciliation would only prolong dependence. Its wide circulation, public readings, and discussion in taverns, homes, and military camps helped convert private doubts into shared political language. The pamphlet also gave moral urgency to a constitutional dispute. Britain was not merely mismanaging the colonies. In Paine's account, monarchy and empire violated basic principles of justice and self-rule. That framing made independence feel like a duty rather than a preference. Still, its historical importance should be understood with balance. It did not single-handedly create the revolution, but it powerfully accelerated and clarified the movement toward separation. Its importance lies in public persuasion under crisis. In conclusion, Common Sense is essential reading for students of American history, political rhetoric, democratic theory, and revolutionary movements. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand how public opinion shifts during a political crisis. The pamphlet offers practical intellectual benefits because it shows how arguments about legitimacy, consent, representation, and national independence can be made in language that reaches beyond specialists. Readers can study it as a founding-era document, but also as an example of persuasive structure. Paine defines the problem, removes inherited assumptions, answers objections, and links political action to moral necessity. Compared with longer works of political philosophy, Common Sense stands out for compression and urgency. It does not build a systematic theory like a formal treatise, nor does it narrate events like a history book. Its distinctive power comes from joining political reasoning to public mobilization. Paine writes as if ideas must be immediately usable by citizens facing a decision. That quality makes the pamphlet different from many comparable revolutionary texts. It is brief, direct, and historically consequential. Yet it raises enduring questions about authority, inherited power, and the conditions under which a people may form a new government. If you would like to support Thomas Paine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.